Hey guys, welcome back and thank you for working on your morning routine. I know so many of you already have a morning routine, but I saw adjustments and shifts and changing. And if nothing else, some of you have morning routines, but do you really stick to it? And now some of you, so many of you are creating new morning routines in your life. I'm just gonna be that voice in your ear to say, do it, like legit, do it tomorrow morning when you wake up. Do it for the next week when you wake up. Just try it and try to stick to it. Because I'll tell you, if someone said to me, list the 10 things, like 10 quick things off the top of your head that really help you be more productive, to be more confident, to get things done, I would literally say my morning routine is in the top 10. Because I know what it's like when I mess it up, and I know what it's like when I do it right. So thank you for playing Flatten. And what I want to do in this section is I want to give you a little bonus here, because I thought through something. We were just during the break. Obviously, if you're watching the course, it wasn't a break. You got to pause as long as you wanted to. But during the break, I said, I want to add a little teaser here to show how this translates into your business life. And the cool part about you being in this course is you have a whole bonus section on persuasion and impact and influence, how to ethically sell, how to get people to say yes without feeling like a cheesy salesperson, how to sell through your heart, how to sell and never feel like you're selling again. That is the greatest gift, one of the greatest gifts I could ever give you for your business, for your future, for building a team, for launching or scaling your workshop, your mastermind, your course, your training, your company. But I want to show you how this translates into your business life as well. With a little example, again, this is just a little gateway into your business. You see, selling is a confidence thing. Like once you love what you do, and I'm going to share this and I'll say it in the special bonus training, once you love what you do, that you know you're working with the right company, that you're providing incredible knowledge, you're providing a good product, you're able to be that leader on the team you're already on, once you know that what you do helps elevate and lift people, then after that, it's a disservice not to sell people. It's a disservice not to get people engaged, to work with you, to buy your products, your services, and those types of things, right? So first things first, just know that the lens we're gonna be talking through right now is I'm gonna assume every single person that ever watches this course in the history of the world loves what they do, and they know that what they do and what they offer helps people go to another level. I'm just gonna let that be. And in a time like now, we really need to double down on how we care for people. This is a crazy world. Lots of changes, lots of shifts. So we need to really make sure what we're doing serves people, because literally selling is service. So I'm gonna just tease you here, because again, we have a whole section on it, but while we're in the midst of confidence, while we're doing what's cool about you, while we're doing some of Byron Katie's work, while we're looking at the pictures in a whole new way, and we know we need to be a 95 or above when it comes to our confidence and our state of mind and how to turn that on. We know what gets us in lack of, what path takes us to lack of confidence, what path takes us to confidence, right? And then we fine tune and adjusted our morning routine, or we created a new one and we're dedicating ourselves to it. What if all of that same energy is the same energy you need to start or scale your business to a whole nother level? Lack of confidence, I don't know if I can sell it. I don't know if I can do this. What if I told you that that sales and marketing, persuasion, influence, whatever you want to call it, is the oxygen for anything you want to do? If you want to scale inside the company you're in and get raises and promotions, or you want to start the business or scale the business, without confidence, you're going to play small. Without the ability to sell, without confidence, you won't sell, market, or persuade. Selling isn't evil. Selling is the thing that'll take you to where you want to go. Listen, I ask this a lot, but right now, on a piece of paper in front of you or in the chat if you're live, are you glad that I sold you to be a part of this course? I don't feel like I sold you. I did you a service by being here. I've waited 5 years to release this. This is my greatest stuff ever. Thank you guys for all the incredible comments. I hope you're writing the same thing home. I feel like I would have done you a massive disservice if I didn't get you here. Massively. I don't feel like I was selling, but my confidence is high. All the same things I've been teaching you throughout this course, whether it's in your personal life, your relationships, your friendships, even in your business. And I'm going to tell you a little story that's really personal to me. You see, I teach people, Tony Robbins and I, we teach people how to be in the knowledge industry. What does that mean? It's the information industry, the upskill industry, the self-education industry, whatever you want to call it. We teach people how to take what they know, an experience they went through, a mess that turned into a message. So many of our KBB family members are in here watching right now or have the course at home. But we teach people how to extract what they know and serve others to help them get through the gap in their life, right? Someone went through a divorce and found a way to have a child-centered divorce and be friends with their ex and everybody thrive. Someone's going through a mess. You can let them go through the mess, or you can teach them how to have a bridge to go from where they are to where you are now. And that happens in 5,000 plus different niches. It's crazy. The reason I'm sharing that is because sometimes your mess is your message. Sometimes your skill is your message. Sometimes your experience is your message. And when we teach people this, so many times we can watch when they get to a certain point to sell, to offer what they do, that's when the inner villain comes in and goes, oh my God, you think people want to learn from you? You're not an expert. You don't have the initials before your name. You haven't done this for 45 years. You're not a gajillionaire. Nobody wants to learn from you. And all of a sudden the inner villain takes control, shuts up the inner hero, and you don't do anything. You play small. So I want to tell you and make sure I remind you, no matter what business you're in, no matter what business you're in, when you understand that the inner hero can always be in charge, that inner hero can also be in charge when it's time to let the world know you're doing your own thing, to make the phone call, to launch the course, to ask for the money, and do it with confidence, right? So I'm going to give you a little story. My son, Brody, is 12 years old, and he was born with eczema, which stinks, because if anybody knows a baby with eczema, it's really tough. It's always so itchy, and it's just really brutal. There's way more byproducts than even know, and then they call it the eczema march. My son had eczema, and then that went to peanut allergy, and he's got asthma. Now, he's doing great. He's an amazing young boy. He's a little nervous all the time because peanuts could kill him, but besides that, just a good, solid kid. We overcame it. Then 11 years later, we have our little boy, Luca. And Luca is born with eczema. It's even worse than poor Brody had it. And it's tough to watch it because he's stressed all the time and we're doing so many things. But I'm sharing this because unbeknownst to a woman named Jamie, who was in our KBB course, she wasn't sure what she was going to offer to the world. And then she realized her mess could become her message. Jamie had a son with eczema and went through the whole process. She knows what it's like to watch your son cry and trying to itch his face and knows what it's like to that extra stress. And she knows what it's like to put steroids on it. And that doesn't really solve the problem. It doesn't go upstream. And she knows what it's like. You go to many doctors and you get different opinions and you're overwhelmed. Well, Jamie, being the parent that we all love to be, she just obsessed on it. And she got feedback from different doctors and different people and multiple just streams of income or streams of knowledge, I should say, not income, streams of knowledge coming in different ways. And she tried everything. And all of a sudden, without using the steroids, she was able to help her son overcome eczema. Now, unbeknownst, she has no idea about my son. She's in our course and we're teaching her and watching Jamie evolve. She says, all right, I'm going to teach parents who want to help their kids overcome eczema. Because I went through it. I'm not a doctor, but I helped my son. So could I teach it? Got her confidence up. She creates the course. She films it in her kitchen, in her living room. Not with the initials after her name, but with the life experience that we all want. That's why the knowledge industry is one of the fastest growing industries in the world, right? Because people are saying, I don't want to learn from somebody. I want to learn from somebody who's been through it, right? So I'm sharing this with you because at each level, because we had the chance to meet Jamie, at each level, she was there and then confidence went down. And she had to use and invoke all we're teaching in this course to bring her confidence back up. And then when it finally came to say, oh my God, I'm gonna launch my course to the world. I'm gonna share this with people. Her confidence dropped. How do I ask for money? This is not what I do for a living. All the limiting beliefs, all the old stories came in, and that's Jamie there. Unbeknownst to, again, to Jamie, my wife, she follows, we have thousands and thousands of students and we have mastermind.com where our students put up their courses. My wife finds out about Jamie, didn't call her, didn't say, oh, this is Dean's wife, because of our boy Luca. And Jamie finally got the nerve to put this course out to the world. She turned her mess into her message. My wife finds Jamie's course and buys it and tells me after. No exaggeration. That was my wife at our kitchen table. going through Jamie's course, literally going through step by step, nothing fancy, filmed it. Look at the one picture. She filmed it on her phone, straight up and down. Who cares? The knowledge was there. Now, we go to doctors. We've had great impact, great influence from people. We take as much data as we possibly can. And my wife learned so many good things. Why? Because Jamie's confidence was up high enough for her to have the nerve to share her mess, to share her knowledge, and to actually ask for the money. What if she didn't? My wife learned so many little things, and from other people too. That's my little boy, Luca. And you could see his eczema, it still flares like that. You see his scratches, because at night, we even put gloves on the poor little guy, and he'll pull his gloves off and he'll itch his face. Sometimes he'll wake up and his pillow's bloody because he just scratches his face. It's sad as heck, right? And we're always working on it. And then literally some of the things that Jamie helped our family with, this was a picture not that long after with his face cleared up. That little guy, I love that little guy. Now he's almost 10 months old. Now the reason I'm sharing that with you is if Jamie's confidence would have died, not is the knowledge industry a great industry. It's one of the fastest growing industry roles. That's a must. That's a definite, right? Is she capable of teaching it? I know yes, but if her confidence was down, she might say, it's not a good industry. Confidence is down, I don't know if I could teach it. Okay, it's a good industry. I can do it from home in this virtual world. There's people who need it. Is there a lot of people with eczema? Absolutely. Can we all connect online? Absolutely. So it's a good industry. I have the experience. We can connect with people online. I can help parents cure their kids or help their kids naturally. I can do all that. I filmed it, it's done. But if confidence comes in and goes, but nobody will buy from me, and I'm not an expert, it's kind of dumb. At any one of those stages, it's really easy to retreat and go back. Can you agree with that? Have we all been there, right? At any one of those points, you go, nah, that's not for me. It's not because it's not the perfect time. It's not because it doesn't work. It's not because you're qualified. It's because a damn subconscious inner villain says, I don't think we can do this, and you bail. So do you think confidence is important? Not only did she collect money from my wife, right? We didn't ask for it for free. I didn't even know my wife was buying it. But what if she didn't provide that course? She would have been doing a disservice to my son. You, by playing small, by not having confidence, you're doing a disservice to somebody right now that wants to work on your team, that wants your product, that wants your knowledge, that wants your experience, that wants your pizza, that wants to fix your car. Like, whatever it is you provide, the knowledge that's in here, whatever it is you want to give to the world, you are actually screwing someone over at this very second because your confidence is not a 10 out of 10 where you actually carry the ball across the finish line. So how important is this course? How important is the inner villain? Your story, all the pieces leading up, your new story, your why? It's everything. The little things aren't the big things. The little things are everything. And that's why I'm so excited when you guys learn this, because I know this will go across all areas in your life. But the reason I share this today is because how many great ideas end up in the graveyard, right? They end up, you know, what is that saying? The wealthiest place in the world is a graveyard? Because all of these amazing ideas, all of these shifts, it's probably said more elegant than that, but all of these things so many people have. Your parents might have had great ideas. You may have had great ideas. And those little tiny things built up and told you, you're a dreamer. Not sure this can work. You're not qualified. We're not smart enough. And it's time we end that once and for all, right here, right now. It's the reason I've been wanting to do this course for 5 years. It's the reason I thought through every little piece. It's the reason I'm redundant in some areas. It's the reason I pound it in your head, because you have so much more. You were called to serve at a greater level. There is no doubt in my mind. You were called to serve at a higher level, to share more, to be more, to do more, to give more away, to be the role model, to be the leader, to help solve big problems in the world. But we can't do it if we play small. And we can't do it just relying on motivation or being inspired because it lasts a moment. We must go upstream. We must anchor in these shifts, and we must make this real in our lives. So here's what we're going to do in that bonus little section. Know that I did a whole training for you guys on persuasion. We go really deep on that, but I wanted to show you how all of this affects everything. So we're going to take a quick break here. Again, if you're watching the course, you could take as long as you want. I want you to think how this can be impactful in your business life for launching the business you want to launch, for starting in the knowledge industry, for starting in any industry, and for building a team, working for others, opening up another thing, or how to scale inside the company you work with as a an entrepreneur with inside your company, right? How can you use this next level of confidence? Do this exercise. It might be one of the most important things to your next level of time freedom, money freedom, control freedom. So take 5 minutes, write it down, and we'll be back with module 6.